Well, we've heard about cruise ships and airlines making changes in hopes of permanently reducing their fuel bills. Now to some smaller players in the economy, a couple of people who buy fuel by the gallon, not the tanker, and who tally their energy costs in hundreds of dollars, not billions.
So I'm Audie Cornish here in Nashville with Frank Saracino. He's a newspaper carrier who delivers to hundreds of stops across the county. And with the summer gas prices, that has meant big changes to his budget. So, Frank, tell us, what is your weekly budget for gas?
Roughly $300 a week.
That's 50% higher than last summer. And Saracino doesn't get reimbursed for mileage. His main client is an alternative weekly called the Nashville Scene. Saracino putters from gas station to barbershop in a minivan, adding papers to plastic street boxes and wire racks. And he meticulously checks the number left over from the week before.
We have an empty scene box already for 50 publications. And my American Classified is running low.
Saracino gets paid by the stop. To cut their costs, his publishers are now dropping locations that don't move 25 papers or more. And that's money out of Saracino's pocket. So are high fuel costs. Saracino has had to make long-term changes to the way he does business. He mostly delivers on Sundays and evenings to avoid traffic, and he consolidates routes to piggyback deliveries.
But it's very hard because they don't crisscross that often, you know. Or I'll work with another driver where he'll run some of my stuff, and I'll run some of his stuff.
He's not the only one. Nationwide, more than 40% of U.S. papers now collaborate with a competitor on delivery. Audie Cornish, NPR News, Nashville.